Hello, and welcome to this video series about using Internet Information Services version 7, also called IIS 7. The techniques will be shown on Windows Vista, and you can do the same things that you see here with a version of IIS 7 that's found in Windows Server 2008. Output caching allows you to accelerate the performance of your applications. It's especially useful for web pages that show dynamic content, which is what we'll be focusing on during this video. This machine has a sample website installed that showcases Burton snowboards. The site is made up solely of ASPX pages, and some pages require more processing in order to render, such as the Boots page. It uses ASP.NET Ajax, so we can have neat rollover effects and other dynamic interaction with the server. Let's do a simple test to find the performance of this page with a utility that does a stress test. I'll just copy this URL to the clipboard, and then run a tool that stresses the site by acting as if multiple people are hitting it at the same time. It throws multiple threads that just continuously request the page over and over. Setting it in motion, it looks like we're getting, about 50 pages a second or so, which is pretty good. Let's see how it can be better. I'll put this off on the side a little ways. And we'll run Notepad as an administrator. I've pressed Shift-Control-Enter, and that brings up the UAC pop-up and runs a tool with an elevated privilege. This will allow me to open up applicationhost.config. Found in the Windows System32 init serve config folder is applicationhost.config. This special file holds server-wide settings and of importance to us is this caching setting. At this point, it may appear that caching is currently enabled. So you may think that this 50 pages a second that we're receiving is actually already benefiting from caching. But there's more to the story. This is just the first step when you want to enable caching. By default, these settings are turned on, both for caching overall and also for kernel mode caching. We'll talk about the difference between user mode and kernel mode caching in just a moment. But before that, let's see what else we need to do in order to really enable caching. It requires an output caching rule to be established. If we put it here, it'll be effective across the entire server. This is generally not what you'd want, actually. But for our first simple test, let's go ahead and do it anyway. Under the element profiles, we can set up an output caching rule by specifying an extension. In this case, .aspx. Also, a policy. There's either cache until change, meaning until the file is changed, or cache for time period, which is a duration of time. With these changes, let's go ahead and save the file, and automatically the web server will restart the application pools and make this setting effective. We can see it dynamically right here. It slowed down for a little moment, and now it's kicked it way up, about 15 times better performance. Resetting the averages. It's better than 700 pages a second. That's great. And this is just the client operating system. This is not the server version we're running here on Vista. Running this site on Windows Server 2008 would offer even a little bit better performance. So it looks like it was pretty easy to establish caching for all ASP.NET pages on this whole server. But what's the drawback of doing something general like this across the whole site? Probably a lot of your ASPX pages have dynamic content. And it might be content that's specific for a given web server. Based on the user agent string, there might be different content that's rendered, depending on if the browser is Safari, Firefox, or Internet Explorer. So rather than caching for every single request, let's go ahead and cut this from this point, and we'll put it under a location element, so it can be specific to a given site or a page. The location elements are found all the way at the end, and they always have a path attribute. This one is generic across the whole server because no path is specified. But others can be specific to a given site, such as this that references the QDIG site that we'll see in a moment. Let's create a location element for the Boots page in the Burton site. we'll put inside. The caching element, and that output cache rule that we had from before, established with the profiles element. I just pasted it in here from the clipboard. So here's everything that we've just entered as a location element. Saving these changes, we see that it recycles the application pool. But what happened to the performance? Something's not working. Ends up that when we type in the value for that path element, it has to be perfect. And here's a small typo. So correcting that and saving it, it recycles and there's the performance again. Now only that boots page is actually being cached. ASP.NET AJAX will render JavaScript specific to a given web browser. As that's the case, this kind of caching will cause the pages to break if I were to render it in a different browser. So if we want to cache a unique version of the page for each browser, then we can use the attribute VaryByHeaders and specify the user agent string. This is a very common setting to apply when you're using caching. Another commonly used header is for the locale, so that different languages can be cached independently. At this point, we've only been using user mode caching. But if we change out this policy to instead be kernel cache policy, this turns on kernel mode caching. It's compatible with the VaryByHeaders attribute, but incompatible with the setting that we'll see in just a moment, where we can vary by a query string. Let's save what we have so far and go back and see how it affects the website stress tool. Before, we were averaging about 700 pages a second, and that was using the user mode caching. Now, resetting the averages, we're at about 900 pages a second, which is about 18 times faster than we were originally. That's really good. This cache policy can be established on a per page basis, as we've seen so far. At this point, we're just caching the boots.aspx page. Or we could cache a whole folder or a site if we'd like. For instance, something like this, so that the whole Burton site would be cached, but no other sites. Because other pages on Burton.com may have dynamic content that changes, I'll go ahead and revert back to just caching the boots page. So far, we've been caching just ASPX pages, but we can also cache virtually any other kind of page, such as sites written in PHP. I've installed on this machine an open source application called QDIG, which is a quick digital image gallery. It runs in PHP. And with whatever folder it's installed in, it goes out and automatically finds all the different picture files there and allows you to navigate through them. Each time I navigate, values in the query string are changed so that this little application can keep track of where it was. Let's see how we can enable caching for this PHP-based application. There's already a location element established for the QDIG application so that we can set what the default document should be. We'll extend this to provide caching information. But before we make the change, let's go ahead and set up a little baseline. Running our stress tester on localhost QDIG, right now with no caching, it can manage about 35 pages a second. Borrowing the caching settings that we'd use for the other boots page, we'll put them in here. And modify just the extension to .php. We'll also change this back over to user mode caching. And take out the VaryByHeaders attribute. Saving the changes. Looks like it's about 8 times faster. We're getting like 600 pages a second. That's pretty good. But then does the site still work? Trying to go picture to picture. It's re-rendering the page, but nothing's changing. And I don't see that these parameters are changing here in the query string. So let's see what we can do to be able to track these 4 different parameters that are shown here in the query string. I'll copy this over to the clipboard for convenience. And then by adding vary by query string, we can put in the 4 parameters that we were using there. I've just pasted this in now. See that we had QWD and QIF. We just separate these by commas. QIV and QIS. Saving those changes. Now the pictures work. We can go page to page. The performance is still very good. An important note is that the setting of being able to vary by the query string is only available in user mode caching, when we use the attribute of policy, instead of before where we use the kernel cache policy. The final thing to know about caching is you can cache not just until change of a file, but also for a time period, specifying a specific duration, such as 30 seconds. We hope these techniques of caching are very useful as you roll sites out in production and want to achieve the best possible performance. Just a couple simple configuration changes can open up big performance gains.